escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thanks to Marshall Harris. Thanks to Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano. Thanks to Brandon Fryer, our video crew, Brian Gertsch, Connor O'Donnell. Our guests, Shane Van Gisbergen, Mike Florio. We appreciate you coming on. And thanks to whatever that audio was from CNN, I suppose.
Yeah, it's not Rico, it's Freako.
Performing at that point. Yep, Matt Spiegel. Yep, Lawrence Holmes.
Trying to wrap my head around that one.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We are good. I enjoyed your Daniel Palencia segment and conversation on multiple levels today. And let me say that Gasolencia is my personal favorite.
I did like good. That one. I wondered if it was a little too long, but it was shorter than some of the
we
others.
We had really good contributors today from the text line and the Twitch chat.
There was a lot of good ones in that. A lot of good ones. It wasn't Senor Fumo or something?
Yeah, Fumo.
Fumo. But I like Gasolencia, since that's the song he loves. And it's fun. I could see him smiling and digging it because he's apparently a funny and thoughtful, cool young man.
Yay.
I'd love to get to know him. One of those guys you want to get to know.
Also a Javier Baez fan.
How cool is that?
That is cool. It's cool that he's a fan and then what happened. That's what makes it funny and hilarious and awesome.
That's ringing a bell. Oh, because I remember why. Because in the early days at this station of us realizing just how special El Mago was, I remember we talked about how young Puerto Rican players were growing up with pictures of Javi on their wall. That's what was just ringing a bell. Because I remember, like, on the front end, before he got MVP votes, it's like, no, do you realize that people love this dude in Puerto Rico? And Palencia is one of them? That's pretty amazing, among others.
I loved what Tom Hamilton said to us yesterday when he was talking about Jose Ramirez and how we tend to not give credit to the Latin players for being
smart.
Super smart. And I mean, it really rang, because my final thing at Alabama was about media frames of Latino ball players. So I was like, yep, I know exactly what you're talking
about. Oh, that's
interesting.
I feel like that happens often with Ozzy.
I can bring you the 37-page paper if you want.
No, right. You know what? Actually, yes. Yes, I'm going to say
I think he genuinely would enjoy that.
I think I would.
There was an accompanying podcast, too.
Was it really? Send me the link to the podcast if such things exist. But yeah, what Tom Hamilton said, guy who's done Cleveland games for 35 years, he said Jose Ramirez is the smartest player he's ever seen.
I caught that. Loved that entire conversation that you did with him. And immediately after that, because you know I'm making like a little notes list, like, all right, who else do we want to stalk in our trade prospect stalking segments? I just crossed him right off the list after hearing the way that conversation went and how he described Jose Ramirez.
He's the franchise, so he's not going anywhere.
He's not going anywhere.
He's who they use as the reason, like, this is how we play, guys. This is what we do.
Well, it's also how they develop talent. It's also how they, I feel like they reward their talent as well. You know, that's not just with him. You know, I know he had a couple of years away, a few Santana, but he comes back. You know, there's that relationship that they build with their players. Mm-hmm. And forever, I feel like they were also known for developing their pitching staffs well.
And yeah, for sure. And developing their executives. Chris Antonetti's been there for like 22 years. They're talked about as the finishing school for MLB execs.
Well,
like,
and Carter Hawkins is of that organization.
Yeah, Carter, man.
Why say it like that?
We read into Carter yesterday and felt good about it, I think, after doing some Carter decoding.
Yeah, it felt like he had a lot to say. And if you were reading in between the lines, he's putting some people on notice.
Yeah.
You said it. You said it would behoove Matt Shaw
to hit the ball,
have a very good homestand.
So the thing in Baseball Savant that he's got the plus skill set is base running. So
yes.
What happened yesterday? Gets picked up.
Yeah, that was a bad inning all the way
and
around.
And I was texting Lawrence quite a bit during the game, and I'm looking at the Baseball Savant numbers. And, of course, I've got Cam Smith pulled up as well because I'm petty with myself like that. So I'm looking at the Baseball Savant numbers, and I'm going, his bat speed doesn't even qualify?
No.
Is it a reps thing?
I don't know. I saw that too.
Or is it too slow to qualify?
Yeah, I didn't know how to read that one.
It can't be that it's too slow.
Right, nope.
With the results.
Am I missing something there?
It's got to be that they didn't gauge enough of his swings.
Like not enough qualified appearances,
how swings. How many rookies are there?
Well, Cam Smith's bat speed is on there.
He plays every day.
It's considered above average.
Uh-oh.
88, as I recall.
Uh-oh!
And I'm not trying to be a jerk about this. I'm just telling you what I was reading last night.
You don't have to try to be a jerk. No. You're just good at it.
The numbers are the numbers.
We were actually looking at Baseball Savant like during the show, and Speedy's like, look at all this blue.
Yeah.
It's not good.
That's not the
color you want on Baseball Savant.
Hey, because you had me thinking about
one of my browsers here.
Those starting pitcher targets. So, like, that's one of the pieces that you got to look at. Like, I look at the regular stats, and then I want to look at Fangraphs to see some contact percentages and some type of contact and stuff. And then you got to look at Savant to figure out a few other things the whole package
bat
together.
Bat speed, 69.3, not qualified. Squared up percentage, 20.6, not qualified.
I don't know what those numbers mean, though.
Yeah.
In terms of percentiles.
What I am curious about for you guys, how evolved is your opinion about who they should be targeting in the starting pitching market?
So we did a whole thing about that yesterday, and I think that Spiegs has actually moved a little bit on this.
Well, if I'm going to get a veteran who I'm going to pay for the next couple years, I still want Alcantara. That's the guy that I want. I know he just gave up 7 runs. I know it's been bumpy, but the velocity's there, and 18 months ago he was the best pitcher in baseball. I think he can get back to that. So that's still who I want. I want that above Severino. I want that above Mitch Keller. Any of those guys with multiple years left. If I'm getting a rental, give me Merrill Kelly out of Arizona.
If Kelly. Arizona thinks they want to sell.
Yes.
Do you have a strong stance either way on Lugo?
On Seth Lugo, not a huge fan,
okay,
to be honest.
Am I weird for thinking Andrew Heaney would be a good idea because it diversifies your starting pitching profile with a ground ball pitcher and we're always talking about the weather, Wrigley, Seattle series?
I want a bat missing righty. I want a whiff rate fiend of a righty, a power righty if I can, or at least a whiff rate monster.
You want a whole lot of swing and miss.
I want some swing and miss.
No, that's a lie. You don't want some. You want a whole lot. Let's be honest. You want well above average.
That's why the guy I really want is Jacob DeGrom. Let's go. I mean, if Texas ever decided to pivot to that, Owen Casey, see you later.
The age doesn't.
Hell no.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Yeah, no, DeGrom, he took a perfect game into the eighth his last start or two starts ago.
I understand where he is. I'm just saying there's a lot of money attracted to that. And do you worry that the money that you add on that goes beyond a rental affects your ability to try to get to Kyle Tucker? Or have you just waved the white flag on Kyle Tucker? That's kind of where I am. I've waved the white flag on Kyle Tucker to a point where I will be shocked if they're able to re-sign Kyle Tucker.
Well, now you're taking us to our show content.
Okay, my bad. I didn't mean it.
And we're going to have to.
Okay, yeah.
Because your thoughts are interesting, Marsha. I'd like to comment on them.
No, save it for the show.
But I must protect our glorious show content.
Are you kidding? People are never listening 100%. And the ones who are want to hear it again.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There are other things we can discuss with the midday show.
Like what, Lawrence? Go ahead.
I guess it's our thing, but we could bring it
what,
to
what
them.
Is your
it's,
thing?
It's our thing.
I have made a choice about the race for disgrace.
The chase for disgrace. Are you hip to the chase for disgrace? Is the Rockies trying to get the worst record ever?
I thought it was me waking up every morning.
That could work too.
The chase for disgrace. And then Lawrence has been considering going out there to see Rockies White Sox.
I told him.
No. We called that the chase for the chase for disgrace.
So what is it?
But now he's not going. So
he told me you were going to go.
He baited probably us with
not.
This idea.
That was like a month ago. We brought this up.
And I forced him to bring it back up last week. He convinced us that it was actually a plausible and reasonable idea, and now he's not going.
It could still happen.
Here's what the danger is, though, is Denver gets deceptively hot. Like, people don't realize how many days it actually gets either near or 100 degrees there. And I think what happens is you end up sitting there, and you're like, why did I pay money?
Why am I baking?
And paid for a flight and decided to take time off to sit in 100-degree weather to watch the Rockies play the White Sox.
Right.
That's what ends up happening.
He could be there for the Shane Smith bounce back game on Sunday.
Well, he's going to have to bounce back quite a bit.
You might be wondering what life choices you made at that point when you add in the heat to it.
Well, the heat part doesn't really apply because I did make choices that are even more hot.
Arizona?
No, I chose Las Vegas. So I'm going to go to NBA Summer League.
Oh, I like that.
I love that.
Summer League is where the business gets done.
Lawrence had three choices. Three summer trip choices. One is NBA Summer League in Vegas. The other is Big Ten Media Days.
Which I'm also going to.
In Vegas. And the other was White Sox, Rockies, in Colorado. I think he's made good choices.
You're doing a lot of Vegas is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
It wasn't my intent to do a lot of Vegas. This is just where things are. But I am looking forward, because now it's confirmed that we're going to be at Circa for Summer League.
Oh, let's go.
So Lawrence, I'm very much looking forward to that.
That's a phenomenal trip. Staying at Circa with our good close personal friend, Derek Stevens, and then going around Summer League, making new friends for the show.
And I'm available to you guys. If you guys would like to talk to me on Friday from Summer League, I'm down.
Whoa. Simmer down. We're going to put him on our show.
Wait, but hold up. Hold it. No.
Because Ray Diaz, put your hand down.
Marshall looked at me and I still... Why'd you look at me like that?
Why is Big Ten Media Days in Las Vegas?
Because they're trying to placate USC. Yeah.
They're not in Vegas.
But they're trying to placate the West Coast teams because last year all those teams had to come to Indianapolis.
Isn't that stupid?
It's dumb. Here's why it's dumb. Because even though you're trying to placate the West Coast teams, which you don't need to do, by the way.
I agree.
Indianapolis is still the middle of the country. What about Rutgers? What about Maryland?
Screw them.
That's a haul. Penn State, that's a haul.
Well, they do it all the time. They sign up for this. The map promo, like a minute and a half now.
Last year, SEC Media Day being in Dallas was weird.
That is weird.
Dallas, at least, is connected to the South. Like, it's bordering the South.
No, but they did it. They did it for Texas and Oklahoma
Dallas
and
is
Texas
Big
12. A&M.
It's Dallas got, it's is got, Big 12 Southwest Conference. It is not.
It's not that far from LSU. Baby.
It's got to be like a back tap of a favor for some like SIDs and other staffers. Like, hey, at least you get to go to Vegas. At least you get to go to Dallas.
I don't think I've ever said in my life. Dallas in the summer where you're like, huzzah, my day has finally arrived.
I will say, though, that when I went last year, it was amazing because also going on the same time, because the SEC doesn't give a bleep, the same time was the MLB All-Star Game. So I got to hang out with Shakia Taylor and Russ Dorsey and Clinton Yates, and all of my baseball peeps were down there. So I had my football on one hand, and then I had the baseball stuff and being down there, and it was great. I don't know who I'm going to run into next weekend in Vegas, but we shall see. I know there are some people that I would like to have a conversation with, and I am working towards having a conversation with those people while I'm there. So again,
I like that.
If you guys would like to visit with me Friday, I'm not sure there'll be anything that happens that morning.
A week from Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, you know who's hosting this Friday and for the midday show?
Who?
One Adam Studzinski.
Really?
That was according to my schedule.
All right. Well, and Speaks, obviously. I'll come on and hang out with you, too.
When? On Friday?
Yeah.
I don't like it. When you're like...
Sharing is caring,
Speaks. I'm getting sloppy seconds from my partner as a guest.
That is upsetting.
Sharing is caring.
That sentence out of context is really dangerous. Yeah. I just want to point that out.
Also,
I just like that your day is the chase for disgrace. That's the line of transition.
Stop me when it's not true. Stop me when it's not true.
Lawrence's life is the chase for the chase.
You got to have daily goals, Speaks. You got to have daily goals.
Yeah, I guess so. Avoiding disgrace.
Longtime reporter. I'll have one report for middays and something else for afternoon.
It's like when Brody's at house.
Can we do an out cue? Can we get an out cue?
Absolutely.
What do you want to do?
I don't know yet. I got to get down there and see what's happening and see who I happen to run into and talk to.
How do you feel about a dramatic pause? Like reporting for the score?
I can do that. Yeah.
All right. So if you're going to do the work and have two completely different reports, repeat absolutely nothing and have, you know, customized content.
Why is it gonna be nothing
for each show?
Sports is happening in one of them and in the other one, it's not sports at all.
Well, that's your choice. If you want to do that, that's fine. We'll put the sports on our show. We have a bone to pick with the morning show, actually.
Why?
We love you guys.
What's going on in the morning show?
They called themselves the Cool Show this morning.
I heard that this morning.
What was the context?
You'd be listening later on, okay?
Guys.
We got to go.
Guys, Mully is how I found out Adele was dating Rich Paul.
Well, wait,
like, Mully keeps me on top of stuff.
Yeah, we do. So we can do two full segments. Two actual real adult segments.
I would also argue that this is probably the Cool Show.
Unbelievable.
We have a cool person.
We are the Cool Show. Lawrence?
I've never say you're the Cool Show. That makes you not as cool.
I have never considered myself to be cool.
Oh, man.
Don't look at me.
I like your effort, though, Speaks.
Ray, who's the Cool Show? Go ahead, quick. Answer fast.
Middays, baby.
Oh, man.
Ray's cool. He doesn't count in this.
Yeah. He said Saturday suckage, baby.
I think the Midday Show has four cool people on it, and we only have one.
Oh, no, I'm definitely anxiety ridden and chasing disgrace.
Who's our one?
Maybe Tanny? Marshall.
Yeah,
Tanny's cool.
Come on.
That's true.
That's the only cool person
Alex,
that we
the
have.
New guy can't even get the cool.
No, he doesn't. Hell no.
Also, that was cute when they said that. Like, on the morning show, I heard the wink. They were like, yeah, we're the Cool Show. And I was morning show.
Yeah. They pretended they had a sense of humor about it, but they really do think they're the Cool Show.
Well, they set the agenda for the day.
We got a little something for them.
How about we're all cool in our own special way? How about that?
Okay. Sure.
Okay, I didn't believe that.
You didn't mean it. I didn't even look.
I didn't mean it.
We are in our own special way.
You had a glimmer. You had a big old glimmer.
No,
I'm being sincere when I think we're all cool to like certain segments of the population. How about that? Okay. We all have our target audiences.
I guess.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
My entire set of siblings are rolling their eyes at me right now as we speak.
It's all good.
Layla, we hope you can avoid disgrace the rest of the day.
It's a big if.
Good luck.
Here's what we have going on the afternoon show today. So not cool. Zach Harper is going to join us at 425. We need to talk about what the Knicks, man. They are hilarious. So we need to discuss that and the Bulls and what's going on with them. Jason Leisure is going to be on the show at 3 o'clock. We don't ever know what direction a conversation with Jason Leisure is going to go, but I'm guessing it's going to be some Bears talk. We got All-Star selection. Heard you guys talking a little bit about the All-Star selection. I'm with Marshall. I think it's two and a possible, though.
Oh, did you know what the Dodgers are doing?
I go two and a possible if I was on the table.
Did you see what the Dodgers are doing? Speaks, did you? Did you know about this?
Giving Miguel Vargas a ring?
The Dodgers Twitter last night, they show this picture, this Teoscar Hernandez signed ball. A dub means you need to vote. Send us a screenshot showing that you voted for a chance to win this autographed Teoscar Hernandez baseball. They're out here bribing people.
Because Teoscar was in fourth place as of yesterday in a three-man race.
They're giving you stuff.
I love that, but that still doesn't match what the White Sox did with Punch AJ.
That was strong.
That was an amazing campaign.
Yeah, that's true.
And finalists Punch AJ, because everyone wants to. It's a good thing. So that's what we're going to do.
And John Morosi. Did you say John Morosi?
Oh, yeah, that's right, because
I love John.
You were heading out and left me with John Morosi.
That's right.
Leaving early?
I left you John Morosi in the divorce.
It's a good call. Mm-hmm. It's a good call. I like John Morosi, and we're going to talk baseball at 5:25.
I got to leave early and go get my son at camp. Is that all right, Marshall?
Of course it's okay.
Okay, good. All right, good.
I'm not even working the rest of the week. I'm not even working the rest of the week.
This is Marshall's Friday.
Is he producing?
not to his knowledge. Maybe someday.
Well, we found out that we found out yesterday. We had a good time talking about how Speaks hates his son as a producer.
Wow. Maybe you put a little too much responsibility on him at an early age.
That's not true.
Maybe he's too relaxed.
I deserve all this negative energy.
We'll play the soundbite later. But yeah, we're going to start off talking a little bit about the Cubs and what happened last night and some of the big picture issues that came up with Jed talking about stuff. That's after Tanny's Open next here on The Score.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.